This is CNBC-TV18.com Market Buzz podcast brought to you by the Bombay Stock Exchange, Asia's oldest stock trading platform.
Hi guys, good morning and welcome to the CNBC-TV18 Market Podcast. I'm your host, Reema Tendulkar. The SGX Nifty is suggesting a mildly positive start this morning, and this comes on the back of a near 600-point fall that we've seen on the Nifty in the last couple of days. So from a high of 17,800 that we hit last week, we went down all the way to that 17,200 mark. The global markets, the Dow was flat, but the Nasdaq was down close to about 0.5%, and the Dow, in fact, was off to 30 points from the highs of the day. Despite very strong jobs report, the U.S. markets were unfazed. They didn't rally, and that just indicates the bearish sentiment in the markets and the worry about inflation and the tight liquidity conditions. Brent crude prices inch higher, still at that $93 per barrel mark, and that is the big worry. For our own markets, the RBI monetary policy on the 10th of this month, that's on Thursday, will be very crucial. The other worry for our markets is this consistent and aggressive FII selling. The FII sold 1,157 crore in the cash market yesterday. They sold 5,200 in cash on Friday, and they're also going short in the index futures. So they sold 1,067 crore in the index futures yesterday. Add to that, the DIIs, which have been buying in the markets, also went and sold in the cash. So yesterday, the DII sold more than the FIIs at 1,376 crore. Talking about the big stocks to watch, TVS Motors has reported an all-round beat. Our revenues have gone up, margins have expanded by 40 basis points. CLSA has upgraded the stock to an outperform and raised the target price to 711. Hindalco on your radar because Novelis reported their numbers, its subsidiary. Numbers are in line with estimates on a year-on-year basis. Volumes are flat. It's the automotive semiconductor shortage which has hit the company's volumes. And Nalco too, should be on your radar because they've reported very strong numbers. Revenue growth 59% year-on-year. Profits up 246%. PB FinTech has reported a 31% quarter-on-quarter revenue growth, but the losses after tax have widened to nearly 300 crores on higher spends on promotion and employees to drive new initiatives, which are hurting the profits. The big number to watch today will be Bharti Airtel. Have a good trading session. This podcast was brought to you in association with Bombay Stock Exchange, Asia's oldest stock exchange.